welcome back.
So welcome back to Tales from the Service Industry.
Welcome back. We missed you all. Happy Taylor's Tortured Poets Society release album day. Other than that, what else is going on?
Mouthful.
Well, you know, once again, we have balance here at the table because opposite corners, she's all into it and I could care less.
I would, okay, Gwen, on a scale of like 0 to 100, how much of a Swiftie are you?
0. Oh, sorry.
That was your answer.
For me.
No, that was Bill's answer.
No, that was just my answer. It was a knee-jerk reaction. My apologies.
I would say like 24%.
Okay.
Not quite even a quarter.
I follow all the conspiracy theories. I don't know if you guys have heard about all the QR codes being posted and how each QR code is in a different major city and they like everyone... For all in those cities is scanning them and it gives you a letter and then all those letters everyone's combining them from like around the world and it's spelling something out. You guys have no idea.
So wait, all like the stuff letter that goes into is this. Like cryptic and you have yes. to decode the message.
She is
Tay-Tay's under the Easter eggs.
She is a mastermind. Yeah. Okay, not to quote the song, but it's true.
That's
her
a song
or her publisher. Yes.
No, this is no, all her all in her brain.
She makes all this crap up.
Masterpiece.
Huh? I would say I may be a 26% Swiftie. Mm.
On a scale of 1 to 100?
Like you can appreciate.
I'm 150.
Like you can appreciate, you see it, but you're also like, eh.
Okay, no.
If you know most of the songs.
Maybe a little bit more than that. I know the songs. It's so funny. Uh-huh. So at the hotel, we're changing up our like public area music.
Yes.
So in one area, like next to the spa, it's like all instrumental, classic, until like 10 a.m. It's very like relaxing. People are walking around early mornings. Then it kind of changes throughout the day, but twice today. Oh, maybe it was on purpose. I heard two different Taylor Swift songs today in the hotel.
Do you know who's currently in my lobby?
Not Taylor.
Currently standing in my lobby at this very
moment. A cutout?
Of Taylor Swift.
A cutout of Taylor Swift.
Of course it is.
Life size.
Who put that out?
Me and my boss did.
That is your lobby aesthetic.
Okay,
yes.
But how many members and guests have defiled the penguin?
Ooh.
We are protecting Taylor with our lives.
Good throwback.
So not yet.
Oh, what?
That's a great throwback.
That was a great throwback.
That was a long-range throwback.
Yeah.
I love that. Not yet. She's literally next to the front desk, and at night we bring her in. Like, everyone's taking
you
very good...
You put her to bed.
Yes. We're taking very good care of Taylor Swift. We're using
Do you have photo evidence for the group?
I have photo evidence of my boss posing with her before we put her out.
Yes.
Okay.
Or I think you need to like text your night audit right now and be like, I need a photo of Tay-Tay.
I may have to do that. She's next to our goals poster.
Our goals
in the
poster.
Back.
But she's currently in the lobby?
She is in the lobby. Full size T-Swift. And then we have a tiny Taylor. It came with a tiny one. So we taped it to the back of
When you say full size, are we talking life size?
Check her out.
Her height, her measurements.
I didn't measure it.
I mean, I think your general manager is pretty dainty. But Taylor is tall. I think she's like 5'9".
Something like that. But yeah, so on totally hotel hospitality mode, she is currently in my lobby. We are celebrating.
But why?
It's a great question. Our hotel brand is doing like a promo / raffle drawing for Era's tickets.
It's
for
Swift a Era. Yeah. So there's like promos. It's kind of like a sweepstake thing you can enter.
A great marketing tool for the brand.
100%. So Swifties in the lobby and then we have a little Swiftie on the desk and people like...
A little Swiftie?
Yeah, he's like a little Swiftie. Like, it's a miniature version of that.
We
call her Tiny Taylor.
TT.
So we have a TT, a Tiny Taylor on the front desk. And then we didn't put any signage up with T-Swift. So the guests just come up and be like, why is Taylor Swift in your lobby? Well, I'm not sure if you knew, but
We
have this promotion contest raffle thing. And if you sign up to be a member with us, you can enter for tickets. And
Nerd.
We're getting sign-ups with
how
it.
Many, how many of your members have been like, oh my God, this is so cool. I just want to take a picture.
Do you know how many people are taking pictures with T-Swift?
Yeah.
Do you know how many of them are guys? 90%.
Shut up.
90%.
Because they wish they could get that.
Everyone's taking pictures with T-Swift in the lobby.
They wish they were Travis Kelce. Maybe not, because...
I think both of us just had that at the same time.
I mean, who else had the ick on the Super Bowl?
I loved it.
I'm like, you know I loved it. You at least get a lineup.
It was the Viva Las Vegas for me.
Mm. Okay, that part was super cringe.
Yeah. But. I know this is such old news in pop culture, but I'm glad your brand and your hotel itself is doing something about the
celebrating this great release.
What are you gonna do with the cutout afterwards? Is she gonna
your boss is gonna take her home?
It's funny, my boss called dibs on her.
I knew it.
Of course,
freaking knew it. Anyway, that was our plug for T Swift.
You can cut most of that out.
Probably will. But you know what? You should keep Tiny Taylor. Yes,
red came to me when I looked.
You should keep little TT.
TT is yours.
Oh, you're right.
You need to call dibs on TT.
Mm-hmm.
Dibs on TT. I'm excited about that. So anyways, how's everything going with work with you guys? Other than, you know, celebrating T Swift's album release, which I know we're all doing.
Now I am.
Whether we like it or not.
Yes. I'm surprised it's not playing in the background during this whole episode.
No.
Good.
Bill needed it.
No, Bill had a TT glass.
I had a TT glass.
But as of this recording, we're, I don't know, 5 weeks out from Memorial Day.
Nice.
Who's excited?
I'm not. Guess what's that weekend?
A rave.
Memorial Day?
Anime Con.
Yeah. But those
well, I'm excited for you.
Those people behave though, right? Or no?
Yes. Oh yeah, they did, but it's a long weekend.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
They're a lot better than the ravers though.
100% and raver staff. But I've only had one anime con and it really wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
But different groups are like different kinds of like hectic and annoying in different ways. We just had a group recently of firefighters.
Ugh.
And I'll tell you, they were eye candy. They were sweet. They were polite.
I'm sorry, Gwen, did you meet them on the drive?
Did you get a phone call to go visit her?
I was just going to say, why didn't I get a phone call?
I'm sorry.
You should have met them on the drive, hair done.
I was on the desk.
Wet t-shirt blouse.
I know. Like, I wish it would have been raining that day.
The good heels. The good heels.
She can be on the desk. The
uncomfy ones.
Yes. They were so nice, so polite. But do you know what drove me insane about them? And this is the second time we've had a firefighter group do this.
Six-pack abs.
Good way or a bad way?
Bad.
Washboard abs.
They love dropping weights.
Oh, yeah.
And we went up there so many times.
You've talked about this. What floor is your gym on?
The second.
Yeah.
Because this is the second time. And I thought it was a fluke the first group. And then just, and my office is like nearly right below. So I'm just sitting there working and it like scares the living daylights out of
me. Well, you don't matter. Are there any other guest rooms right there though? You need to block those out. See, I don't
say anything. They just do that and I just roll my eyes. But other guests are complaining saying, sounds like someone's moving furniture. I thought it was an earthquake. And we went over there constantly and kept yelling at them. Be like, guys, stop dropping weights.
They don't care.
No, they kept going. At one point, we shut down the gym at 11 o'clock at night because it's supposed to be 24 hours a day. But they were keeping everybody up with dropping weights. So we shut
down
the gym.
Did you let them know?
Yeah. We kicked them out and say, okay, gym's closed. Locked it up.
Oh my goodness.
But my property has that a lot because our basketball court is conveniently over all the admin offices.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't really notice it because my office is next to the basketball court. So if a ball like goes awry and hits the wall, it's sometimes like right at my head. And
oh my God.
I get scared. Like through the wall.
Oh my God.
But at least I don't have to like hear it bouncing like from the floor above me at all.
But you can't see it coming. You just hear and feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's occasionally like a grunt with it.
Oh my God.
Like, I love that for you.
Bang.
That's awesome.
Here, I got another good one for you. So our fitness center, second floor. Guess what's on the bottom floor?
Restaurant.
Just guess.
Not the bell closet.
I know the answer.
That
and
would
it's funny.
Miss
B, don't.
I'm not.
You know where you're supposed to be the most relaxed when you're staying at the resort?
Spa.
The spa.
No.
The treatment rooms.
No.
Are directly below the fitness center.
So are there lots of complaints?
We had a lot of complaints previously in the old facility of where the dumbbells were. I would, certain times of day where young adults, teenage boys, college boys would just all like gang around the dumbbells and grunt and drop the weights. I would have to babysit them and be like, maybe you need to go down and wait because you're dropping your dumbbell. So now new facility, move the dumbbells. But
okay.
My idiot. Yeah, I put the med balls over the treatment.
It's awful.
Oh, I put the med balls. I put our functional room over the treatment area.
That's funny.
Yeah, where people are jumping up and down, slamming, not dumbbells, but 20-pound med balls. So
and the, it's like unexpected.
The whole construction. Yeah. I was like, no, we moved the dumbbells. It won't be a problem. I promise. Won't be a problem. All the therapists come up to me. They're like, Liz, it's worse. What did you do to make it worse? And I'm like, well, the dumbbells are moved. I'm like, oh, the treatment. It's not just that one room. It goes. And there's, you know, that's a dozen hilarious. Of them, let's say. I fucked up, but it's a great facility and I get compliments every day. So
that's so funny.
I love that for you.
So I don't really care.
Eh, they'll live.
They will.
Just turn up the massage music louder.
They should. They should.
It's a Beethoven concert.
But Bill, do you have to hire seasonals for your hotel for the summer season?
No.
Oh, you're so lucky. Ms. B?
No. We're the same year round.
I have to hire 10. I'm doing good, though. I have 6 in the pipeline.
Nice. That's
good.
Yeah.
Don't you have a lot of returnings for summer, though?
Only 3 this year. I'm kind of in that era, pun intended, of... Thank you.
I got it immediately.
Of like my first summer, all of those people are now like graduated college and 22, 23 and, you know, have actual full-time year-round jobs.
Oh, okay.
So now I'm in my, you know, second tier of these kids. So I'm creating a new batch of returning seasonals.
Okay.
Fresh brood.
Yeah. So only 3 returners and then the rest are new, but some of them are in high school and can start like weekends in May. And hopefully by Memorial Day, they're not so green.
Okay. But any of your returning applicants, are they like, is this their career?
No. This is like a minimum wage or close to minimum wage seasonal grunt job. It's great though. Like the property is beautiful.
You get to hang out outside by the water.
You have to fold freaking pool towels on the pool deck looking at the ocean and like, oh, you have to clean a boat? Boo hoo. Oh, you have to stand in the fitness center and fold those towels in the AC and like clean some equipment? Oh, darn. Like it's not a hard job.
Sign up for that as my second job.
But the service expectations are very, very high.
I could do it in my sleep.
Yeah, you
could. Blindfolded.
You could.
On a bad day.
But this summer we are elevating our service instead of just having sunscreen, like the bottle on a table in the corner.
You're rubbing them on people.
No.
Wait, you have them just sitting out? Sunscreen bottles?
Like a gallon bottle, yeah.
With a pump.
Is that legal?
Why? Yeah. Why would it not?
Why
be?
Wouldn't it be?
I'm offering amenity. No, it's just, like it's a pump.
It's like ketchup.
Yeah.
It's not like you're sticking your fingers in the mayonnaise jar. It's like.
Have you seen what people do to the ketchup gallons?
Oh god.
No, we have little like 2-ounce cups next to it.
I like that.
But it's not going in your mouth.
Ask my child.
Oh yeah. But this summer, instead of just having the gallon out, I do this begrudgingly, but you know, higher level of service. We are going to, as guests sit down, we are going to be walking around with water and cups of sunscreen and offering them a towel and a water and welcome. Would you like sunscreen? To make it, you know,
interesting.
Very fancy resort vibes instead of casual, like, hey, how's it going? Throw them a towel.
Okay.
I love that, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I love it, too. If
I'm sure your kids are going
to
love it.
I didn't have to train 18-year-olds to do it. It's going to be great.
Was this your idea or new mommy's idea?
What do you think?
New mommy. It's like butler service at the pool.
Yeah. They want to change our uniforms, too. And I had to, like, fully explain, like, I get cheap uniforms. We go through a lot of them. I like this style. I like this cut. You can change the color, but I want to keep the actual polo.
Yeah. What did she want to change it to? Like a button-down blazer and a
she did,
suit.
She did piece. Order very nice.
Tuxedo tails.
Yes.
She Duck ordered tails. Very nice like straight down polos. Do you know the brand Straight Down?
No.
It's a golf brand.
Okay.
But, you know, let's take in comparison. My uniform polos cost $20.
Right.
Full logoed, embroidered. And these are probably like $55 wholesale. Yeah, they were like very nice. I want to say red, white, and blue, like little stripes. Mm. It was a very good looking polo. She tried to get the valet team to wear them.
And they were like, no.
How do you think that went over?
They never put them on or found them in the trash.
Yeah. So she's trying to pawn off these polos to other departments.
Because you just said straight up no.
I was not offered the polos, but I put my foot down on my expectations for my team before I could be voluntold to do something.
Nice.
Yeah. But that's all I got, just gearing up for summer.
Let me understand then, like, nobody respects this new person? Mm. Like, if you're told to wear something, Like,
new mommy's coming on pretty strong.
No, Gwen, I fully agree with you. I don't know what the conversations were, but I think the entire team of like 30 guys just were like, we're not wearing that.
But like, you don't get a choice if that's your uniform. I'm sorry. I can't comprehend that.
Me neither.
Just saying no to your boss. It's like,
Well, I don't know if it was the manager that like told the GM, like, ooh, I don't know. All I know is polos were bought. They refused.
And they're being pawned off.
They're being attempted to be pawned off.
Just sell them in the gift shop. They'll go.
Yeah. But I said, okay, if we're revisiting uniforms for my
team.
7 years
later.
Stuff at that hotel, later. It's like all branded with the hotel. It sells in the gift shop. All their stuff freaking sells.
Oh, yeah. We can't
branded
keep things.
Stuff flies off the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
We have these specific hats that are like so expensive that just have like our property's initial on them. And they sell like hotcakes. I want to say they're like $65 hats. Yeah.
You know, those like jersey long sleeve shirts. As soon as those got stocked to the property with like the logo on it, they had one for the club side and the resort. Nearly sold out immediately.
Bill, I think you had a thought.
I did. I had an a-hole of the week.
There we go. Yeah. Let's get into it.
There was an employee.
Oh, I'm excited.
Oh, love this.
On an employee rate.
Yes.
Booked for 3 nights.
Let's okay. go.
Dipped out on the second day.
Okay.
What do you think would be
second
the reason?
Second day or after the second night?
No. Second day. Literally so after the first
has
night.
Has only stayed one night.
Yes.
And dipped out of a 3-night stay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why?
Arrested.
Mm-hmm. No.
Dead.
No.
Were they local to you? Like, did they reside local to your hotel?
8 hours away.
Oh.
So this was not one of those like, we just decided to go home afterwards.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Were they scheduled to work?
No idea. Haven't reached out to their GM yet.
There we go. Keyword. Okay. Did they claim a family emergency to get out of paying?
No, they never checked out.
And they never formally checked out.
Nope.
Yeah. So do you charge them?
We are.
I would.
Yeah.
And you there's a reason out. Why.
Okay.
No.
Pray tell.
The reason is not because of the fact that they didn't check out.
What'd they do to the room?
Aha. Now we're on the right track.
Oh. Broke the TV. No.
So we have two rooms side by side.
Two rooms.
No. The employee only had one.
Oh, okay. But they're okay.
So hypothetical room numbers, let's just say 1,000. And 1,001. The guest in room.
I know where you're going with that.
The guest in room 1,001 says to the front desk, "My carpet's wet."
They flooded the room.
That was rude. Look at this travesty.
I tried. Oh. Hey, that's as much as I have.
Man, you're my a-hole of the week. To give our listeners backstory, Gwen handed me a bottle of wine with a sip left and said, "Have the rest."
I can give it to myself. I'll take it back.
Just chug it. Chug it all.
No, this might be a two-bottle night.
Take it.
Okay. Anyway, Bill.
So they flooded the room.
So anyway, guest in room 1001 complains that their carpet's wet. We go in to check the room. It butts up against room 1,000.
Yeah.
We go into room 1,000. It's occupied. Knock, knock, knock. Nobody answers. Knock, knock, knock. Nobody answers.
D&D on the door?
No D&D. Open the door. No personal effects in the room whatsoever. Keys on the table. About a 3/4 inch of water through the entire room from the bathroom to the front door. Toilets overflowing and running.
Just running. And they just left?
And they just dipped out.
They said, oh, shit, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to leave.
No.
Bullshit.
I'm going to call BS.
100%. There's no such thing as coincidences.
Not
in this case.
Not when it's actively flowing. It's not.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So is there shit on the ground too?
No. It's literally just all water.
Not the one that I heard about today.
No, that's a different one.
Oh, unrelated.
But ironically, the one that you heard about is actually the room right next door to the room that got flooded.
I figured when we were talking 1,000s and...
Yeah, but it's on the other side of the flooded room.
Is this near the bees?
No.
Oh, the bees.
Those are your bee holes.
My bee holes of the week. Mm-hmm. We had a bee swarm that flew through the hotel.
So you're having a crazy week.
Yeah.
I think it's every week.
Thank God, tomorrow's Friday.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we had the beekeeper out to vacuum up all of our bees.
Isn't
and the
that
queen.
Cool? I mean, it's the bee swarms are scary. Don't you remember when the pool deck had one last summer? And they attached to an umbrella?
Yeah, I remember you telling us that.
I think we talked about that.
Wow.
it's crazy for like 2 minutes until they find the queen and then swarm into a big bee ball.
That's crazy.
And then it's pretty chill. And then you call the beekeeper and they do their thing. They're very impressive and knowledgeable.
That's wild. Did you know when you sent that, because it was, you know, during the workday, I was in a meeting and I saw that and I was like, oh my God. And I showed everyone I was sitting with at work at the meeting. I'm like, guys, I know that we're dealing with some stuff, but at least we're not dealing with this. And I'm showing them. They're like, oh my God.
It wasn't even that big though.
It looked huge.
I mean, it was like the size of a volleyball.
It was sizable.
That was big.
Maybe a basketball.
It was like a volleyball. I'm
trying to think of a bee pun.
No,
it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't believe you had to deal with that. Sorry, go on. Sorry.
This hotel that I'm at, though, has had these swarms move through multiple times. So this is like the third since I've been here. But we've had multiple issues where they've literally moved in and created hives. There's a wall-mounted box for a communications thing on the top of the roof. Mm-hmm. And they had built a hive in there.
Dang.
And
on the roof.
Yeah, hive has been removed, but there's still like honey that drips out of this communications box.
That's wild.
And so bees still keep coming back, or?
No, it's all sealed, but it still keeps leaking out.
Ugh, that's wild.
Well, I could imagine, especially a change of temperatures too. Mm-hmm. It'll just, you know, hot vents getting blown on or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it just melts and drips.
I think we've learned a couple valuable things on this podcast. One of them, tip your housekeeper. And two, see something, say something.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Please. Safety committee member. Yep. Are you part security? Is that hat on right now?
I should have my badge like right here.
No, here's the thing. You never know, especially with associate accounts.
Yeah.
You never know. But it's better to say something because worst case scenario, it's like, cool, we got your memo. Two thumbs up.
Yeah. If you don't say something, we're going to think you broke the toilet having a really bad bathroom incident.
Or it's going to be the latter where we do a full investigation and then we find out that, oh, you're not as great as you think you are. And then you either get a warning or your manager gets notified or you get fired.
Or even not as much as getting fired, but maybe like your privileges
get
revoked for X amount of time, if not indefinitely. And it could have been like it was just truly like an engineering issue. Like maybe it wasn't their fault and they just got scared.
To his defense, it's like, you know, if it's an accident, you say something.
Of course you say something. Them leaving was the worst thing they could have done for themselves and the property.
And they think if they ignore it, it's just going to go away. It's like, no.
It's like when your mom tells you to clean your room when you're a kid and you just shove everything under the bed. Like the mess is still there. You just can't see it. They left, so they couldn't see the issue. So how much damage is in the room? Do you have to replace anything?
No, not yet.
Or just a lot of extraction of water.
It depends on how long it takes for the carpet to dry and if it sours.
Yeah. I mean, you're losing room revenue.
Yep.
Theoretically, yeah, but our occupancy is low.
Let's just say
we're not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'll be honest with it. Had another beehole of the week, too.
Let's get into it.
Let's go.
It's been a week, man. Yeah. What can I say? Got a survey response today that I'm reading it going, oh my God, this is terrible. Why didn't my team do anything? Blah, 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 blah. I'm immediately thinking that we failed to squelch a party, a noise issue, whatever. Because this guest tells us that they checked out 4 days early because of how loud their neighbors were. So initially I'm like, okay, well, if it got reported, why didn't my team do anything? Mm-hmm. And then I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. If it was so loud, why didn't you just ask to transfer rooms?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, still on the main thought that my team should have done something more to squelch the noise, right? We got a second follow-up review from the same person, different story. And now I'm thinking, wait a minute, this is just not meshing.
So Math ain't mathing.
So I went back to our pass alongs and I searched for the room number and here it is.
Okay.
Now, this is what I thought was funny. And this is what kind of teed me off is the second review that we got, the guest clearly noted that they got horrible service, that they had left some items behind in the room, that they called the hotel. Our staff was very disinterested in helping them and how horrible the customer service was. Now, you would think okay, that's a service failure on the employee side, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, when I went through the pass-ons and I'm reading through what happened the night that this person came back to get their belongings, night should be the first indicator. Mm-hmm. They called half a dozen times between the hours of 11 p.m. and midnight demanding their belongings back, and then came to the hotel because they were told that they had to call during normal business hours right. for lost and found. This is on the day that they had departed at midnight to find their lost and found items.
Yeah, why?
Because they wanted it back at midnight. And that's our problem. So we earned the survey because they came back at midnight to get their belongings.
And they just didn't listen to your staff when they said you can come back during normal business hours.
Yeah. All of it was over a t-shirt.
A t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a failed survey for a t-shirt.
No, they got a failed survey because these people are dicks.
Well, yeah.
Technically, it was two, but yes.
Two t-shirts or two dicks?
Two dicks. Two
surveys.
Oh, oh. Just clarifying.
Okay.
No, the two dicks.
For our audience.
No, the two dicks was Ms. B's story last week.
Double dicks.
What story was that?
The guy that was in the room with the two girls. They had the magnums.
Ah, remember now.
The BBC?
Yeah.
Dang, it's been a week. There's been a lot going on at work, but most of it's like the usual BS. And this one was kind of fun. A little different and a little sad. So this was on Monday. Today is Thursday. My desk agent, it was her second day back from maternity leave. So she came back on Sunday.
Aww.
Monday's her second day back. Yeah. She's only back part-time. Is she? Kind of weaning
like
into
easing
it.
Easing into
yeah,
it.
Totally. Yeah.
Don't blame her.
So she comes back. I haven't even been there an hour. She comes back. She's like, well, that was weird. And I'm like, what? She's like, someone just told me I'm racist. I'm like, what did you say? She's like, I didn't say anything. She's like, I looked up from my computer. And she said, she told her, you're being racist. And the girl was like, I'm sorry, what? She's like, you know, if my husband was here, you wouldn't be treating me like this. And Kelly's like, I'm really confused. I haven't said anything. And she's like, well, I just see the way you're looking at me and you're treating me different than other people. Gosh. And Kelly is like blinking because she's just confused. The lady had asked her a question. So Kelly had looked down to look at her computer to look into her question. And then so she just stormed off and went to talk to someone else. And Kelly's just kind of like, okay. And goes back and tells me that. I'm like, wow, what a nut. I'm like, what room number was she? And 614. We're like, okay, I'm going to go look it up. There's notes on the reservation. It says, guest has extreme, in all caps, PTSD. Proceed with caution. And we were like, what does that even mean? So we were like, that's weird. So I'm like, put a second note on there. Doesn't like Kelly. I think she's racist. And Kelly's like, ha ha, no. So we're like, okay, that's weird. Whatever. We're moving on, right? Just another day in the life. And a few days later, I get in at 7, 30 minutes into my shift, get an email, and it's from the exec chef. And I recognize the room number. Click it. It is a novel. A novel.
Your chef wrote a novel about this guest.
And by the way, chef doesn't write emails. Oh. And by the way,
no, why would he? He's busy cooking.
Yeah.
She.
Ooh, love is, that female power.
She is a boss, but also she is so not confrontational. She's got like the aggression of a kitten. Okay. She's awesome what she does, but she's not out there fighting guests. That's not her thing. So it was 7:30 in the morning. So the F&B leaders hadn't gotten in yet. And there was a guest giving a really hard time to a server. So much so the chef got pulled out. And the chef came to see like, what is going on? And the woman is going off on chef saying, I'm being mistreated. Blah, 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 blah. And chef's like, ho, 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 ho. What's going on? What happened? And she's like, well, I was sitting here and I told the server that I didn't want her to talk to me. That I just wanted to get my food and she didn't need to speak to me because I had mouth surgery and I don't feel like talking. To which the server said, that's okay. You don't need to speak, but you'll listen. And then continued to talk to her. And we were all like, what? It didn't jive. It didn't seem.
It didn't make sense. That
no.
Didn't make sense for a server.
No, it didn't. But she didn't have the background from the server. She's like, I'm so sorry. That's really out of character for her. I'll go speak to her. Is there something I can get you in the meeting? She's like, no, I just want to be left alone and I just want to eat. I'm just like, okay, got it. And so she goes and tells the server, like, first of all, like, okay, like, don't go over and help her anymore. She seems to be really upset, but can you let me know what happened? And Kelly's like, yeah, like, she just went off. She just walked into the restaurant, didn't wait to be seated, walked straight in, went straight to the buffet, got a plate and sat down. And, you know, we have brand policies. We're supposed to go up. We're supposed to offer you a drink. We're supposed to pour some coffee. Like, there's stuff that we have to do. And she's like,
so we whenever do have to speak to you when you're sitting in our restaurant.
Yeah.
Wild concept. And but
so she's like, so, you know, I went over there. I asked her if she wanted anything to drink and she ignored me. And then so she was like, oh, just let me know. Are you looking? And like, she kept trying to talk to her. And then the lady, she's like, she snapped at me and said, I don't want you speaking to me. But it's like, I'm really sorry. Sorry, I just, you know, I have to give you these options. And, you know, if you're ordering from the buffet, can I get your room number? Like, I have to have this information. And she's like, no, if you're not able to talk, I will go ahead and just let you know these things. And like said something to that effect that was like, okay, if you don't want to talk to me or, you know, you're not able to speak, that's okay. I'll just give you this information so you have it. And then, you know what I mean?
I'm confused because this guest had no problem talking to the chef.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, went off. And by the way, she's been talking to the front desk every day with something.
No problem. It was just speaking.
It was weird. And we were all like, okay. But then the lady left the table for a bit, but left like a water bottle. So it seems like she had left, right? But her water bottle was still there.
Pull the plate. We table bust the table.
Table was bust and cleared. Woman comes back and Where's then becomes enraged. Bottle? Where is my food? You guys took my food. You're trying to kick me out. You don't want me. I see her. You know, she's trying to get rid of me. But goes just loses her shit more. And chef's just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We thought you just forgot your water bottle. You've been gone a while. We apologize. We thought you'd left. She's like, but just go ahead and help yourself.
Is like, this an all-you-can-eat like buffet?
Yeah.
Like, she's like, go make another fucking like, plate.
I'm very sorry. You can go ahead and I'm not hungry. She's like, okay. Well, if you'd like to. She's like, I'll go ahead and remove the breakfast charge from your bill. Go ahead and make yourself a plate. Like, I'm not hungry. Okay, regardless, I'm going to remove that. No, I want to pay for it. And chef just like.
This is somebody that just wants to fight.
So when you first, I know you're not done with your story, but when you first started with the interaction with the front desk, I literally wanted to say, was she deep sea fishing?
There was just a few marbles loose in a jar. Like, I don't know what's like, going on in there.
For compensation. Mm-hmm. She was, okay.
We didn't get it. But she never asked for compensation. By the way, still hasn't.
And she wanted to pay for her breakfast.
Yeah. So chef's just kind of like, okay. Trying to de-escalate. She's like, I won't remove it. But you can feel free to hang out here. If you get hungry and you'd like more food, go ahead and help yourself. And like, and so sits there, then gets up, goes and gets more food. And then the server goes over to refill her drink, to which the lady loses it and says she's harassing her.
Like a water or a coffee?
Yeah. To which the server then goes back there and be like, she wants to talk to you again. And she's like, did you go over to her? She's like, her drink was empty. I was refilling it. And the chef just like, where's the F&B manager? Why am I doing this? Like, mm-hmm. kind of thing. So she goes over there and is like, hi, you wanted to speak with me? She's like, she's blatantly harassing me. She's like trying to, and chef just like, oh my God. And she's like, you know what? I've already removed it from your bill. I hope you have a great day, but I really don't think there's anything else we can help you with. And the lady's like, oh, and leaves. And they're like, oh, thank God. But this novel of an email just going over this. And I'm just like, wow. Like, even till my boss gets in after 8 and responds, well, that's a way to start the day. And it was like, you did great, chef. Like, I'm so sorry you had to deal with that. And puts in there, Miss B and I will figure out a strategy to talk to the guest.
And I'm thanks. Like, ugh. Thanks exactly. for that, boss.
You were just voluntold.
That's my job. That's not just deal with difficult people, Miss B. I'm like, great.
But these are one-off situations.
They're all odd, but yeah, they're all one-offs. So we hadn't even had a chance to talk about this situation yet. I'm in my office reading these emails. And then all of a sudden, my front desk agent runs to the back and says, Miss B. I'm like, what? She's like, lady in 614 just called Karen a bitch in the lobby. I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, she just went up to the sales team and just started going off on them. What? And I go out there and look like, what is going on? And I see crazy lady talking to two of our sales managers. And they're like, looking at her like this. And Karen is already gone. And I see her coming to the back office. So I run back there. I'm like, what just happened? She's like, crazy ladies out there. And I'm like, but what happened? And she's like, we were walking. We just got in. We were filling up our water bottles. And the lady stopped the three of them from walking and said, are you guys managers here? To which they responded, yes.
Question mark.
Begrudgingly.
To then which the lady started going off. The director of sales just went, nope, and walked away. Because she was talking to the ladies and she just walked away because she was talking to other ladies. But apparently when like Karen was walking away, she went, bitch. And as she walked away.
Did she just keep walking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was just like, okay, something's going on here. To which the little sales girls were like, sitting there nodding, listening, and then they finally get free and they come into the back. I'm like, what happened? They're like, she was just going off about random things. She's saying she's going to sue us. She's telling us how she's being treated poorly and this and that. And we're like, what? And then the general manager comes out. She's like, what just happened? And I'm like, crazy lady just called Karen a bitch. And my boss is like, that's it. She storms out. By the way, it's like 8:30 in the morning. We haven't even had stand up yet. It's early.
The day has even started.
The general manager walks out there and says, like, which one is she? And we're like, one in the skirt. An older woman, long skirt, holding a bag. And she goes out there and I don't hear any of the conversation, but she takes her and she walks with her. And when my general manager comes back, we're like, what happened? She's like, I told her she needs to leave and she's not welcome here anymore. I'm like, okay. And she turns my desk agent and is like, do not let her come at you anymore. You don't even engage with her. Just walk away. Miss B, call the police if she continues. I said,
oh, shoot.
You got it.
And make sure we add notes to her reservation or profile line or 17. Whatever.
Right. Oh, line 17 was like so
novels.
Many. Novels.
Is that the notes section?
Yeah. So I'm like, you got it, boss. I'm like, that's one of the things I do best. And so the lady is just sitting in a chair in the lobby area, just ranting at another guest. But it looks like it's her friend or something. But the lady like is kind of like watching her, like nodding, like you're like, okay, that's not her friend. Mm-hmm. And I'm about to say something. And I turn to Karen. And I'm like, what's she doing? And she's like, oh, she asked me to call her a cab. My desk agent's like, okay. So she tries to call her a cab. In our area, there's not a lot of cabs. And just nowadays, you know, cabs aren't that popular unless you're like right next to an airport. Mm-hmm. So she tries to call a cab company. They say, nope, we don't have anyone in that area. A second cab company. Nope, we don't have anyone in that area. So I'm up there figuring out what's going on. She's like, I've called two different cab companies. Nobody will come out. And I was like, well, let's try one more. And I'm looking. And I was like, yeah, try this one. And I was like, I'll go tell the lady to let her know like what's going on. So I'm being nice. I'm keeping her informed. So I walk over there and she looks at me and she's like, where's my cab? Why are you guys keeping me here? And I'm like, whoa. Well,
I thought she was going to look at you and go, no, no, not today.
I wasn't sure what to expect, but she's like, starts yelling at me in front of this other lady. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm coming over here to tell you about that. Would you like me to tell you about what we're doing for you? She's like, yes. And I was like, well, we've just tried to call two different cab companies. They are not in the area. My agent, who you can see she's on the phone right now, she's currently working on calling a third. But do you have alternate means of transportation? Because it doesn't look like cabs really want to come to this area.
You got a rideshare app? Like,
mm-hmm.
And she's like,
I can recommend a couple.
That's ridiculous. Then it just becomes like incoherent. She's just saying she's going to sue us, this and that. I was like, okay, okay. I was like, look, you need to take this down a few notches. We are doing our best to assist you. And by you yelling at us saying we're doing X, Y, and Z, it's not helping you. It's not helping me. We're trying to get you a cab. We're currently working on that. She goes off saying, I just got out of the hospital. To which she lifts up her arm and points at a hospital van. She's like, I had a mental breakdown and you're trying to make me have another one. I'm going to have another one. And I look at her and I said, ma'am, would you like me to call 911? With the most serious...
Stop!
With the most serious, concerned look on my face. Do I need to call 911? She looks at me kind of stunned. She's like, what? No. And I said, because what you're telling me right now is that you have been in mental crisis and that you're about to have another mental crisis. And for your safety, I think that would be the best decision right now if you feel like you're about to have a mental breakdown. She's like, no, I'm fine. And I was like, are you sure? And she's like, yes. And I'm like, okay, then why don't you take a seat? And again, I'm going to need you to lower your voice or I'm going to have to call because I'm afraid you may be in mental crisis if you continue to yell. And she's like, it sits down. And so then I talk to the agent. I'm like, what did the third cab company say? She's like, they can be here in 30 minutes. I'm like, great.
29 minutes too long.
Right. So I walk back over to the lady and I'm like, all right, we just got off the phone with someone who can send a cab. They'll be here in 30 minutes. And she's like, that's not soon enough. I have a court appointment I need to get to. I said, okay, well, I don't have another means of transportation for you. The cab will be here in 30 minutes. This is ridiculous. And I just turned and I said, let me know if there's anything else you need. And I turn and walk away while she's yelling. And I go back to the desk and my desk agent's just like giggling. She's like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm calling the police. That's it. I'm like,
did you call the police?
Oh yeah. So
what?
Wait, that escalated so quickly.
I was done.
I thought she was going to end up calling an ambulance.
Yeah. So call
mental crises.
Yep. Immediately walk over to the desk, call non-emergency 911. And I say, hi, there's a woman who I believe isn't having a mental crisis in the lobby. She's just stated.
You called mental health on someone.
I said she just stated that she just got out of the hospital. She's wearing a hospital band. She said she had a mental breakdown and that she currently feels like she's about to have another. I am worried for her safety. And she's currently screaming and yelling in the lobby, threatening staff. So I need you to respond as soon as possible. They said, okay.
And they did?
How quickly did they respond?
Did they get there before the cab?
Yeah.
Not quick enough.
Yeah.
As I did that, then she goes outside. And I'm like, gosh, she's probably going to be gone. I look to see where she is. She's across like the, I don't know how to explain, it's like a big driveway. And she's standing in the middle of it talking to some guy, ranting and raving. And I'm like, oh.
Who's the guy?
Poor dude. I don't know. Random. She just keeps finding randos and talking to them because the lady she said was her friend on the couch is sitting there without her. No, it's a guy out there smoking. I'm just like, oh man, go back to my desk because that's where the camera screen is. And I sit there and I watch. And then when I see her start to come back in, then I go back up to the desk and I tell the desk agent, I'll handle it.
Go hide.
Go hide.
Go and eat your snacks and storming up TikTok in the back.
Literally. I see her storming up, so I stand there ready with my smile, and she walks in holding a phone in one hand and 20s in another.
She recorded?
What? And I'm like, what is going on? So she comes up, and she's like, I am recording this.
Yeah.
I just want to show you. I am suing you. You are refusing to get me a cab to go to my court appointment. I've tried to give you money. And she's like showing the 20s in front of the camera, and you are refusing. And my face just looks like the most annoyed. Are you kidding? Kind of face. And I'm looking at her. And when she's done, I said, are you done? And she's like, you are refusing. I said, ma'am, we just spoke 5 minutes ago. You have a cab on the way. That'll be here in 30 minutes. And I said, I can't make it come any faster. Is there anything I could do for you in the meantime? She's like, ah! And like storms out. And then I'm like, where are the police? Currently
8:50 in the morning.
Right.
Has stand-up happened yet?
Nope. Still, this is all happening pretty quickly. And then I see the police roll up. And I'm like, thank God. And I go out there, but she's gone.
Oh, they missed her by minutes.
The police come in and I'm like, she was right here like a minute ago. But then I see the guy she was talking to. And I was like, hey. And he looks at me and I'm like, the lady, your friend, the one you were talking to. He's like, no, I did not know her. I'm like, okay, where is she? He's like, I ordered her an Uber. I'm like, And I said, ooh, wouldn't have done that. But your money. And he's like kind of like looking at the police, looking at me.
It had nothing to do with the hotel. The cab actually didn't get there first.
No.
A stranger called her an Uber.
Yeah. And my guess is she gave him cash or something. But so the police said basically, okay, we'll call us if she gets back. You know, they don't care. Then they leave. And then I'm going back in and the guy's just staring at his phone. And I'm like, are you okay, sir? And he's like, yeah, the Uber hasn't moved in a while. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, they left, but now it's just stopped on the side somewhere and it's not moving. I'm like, yeah, I probably wouldn't have done that. But it was nice of you. Let us know if you need anything.
Why would you pay for someone's Uber if they can get in like with the register?
Because they're drunk.
But like.
No, this guy wasn't.
It's freaking 8:42 in the morning.
She was.
No, she was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
But y'all have been in plenty of Ubers where, like, you put in your destination, but then you're in the Uber and, like, can you stop here? Actually, can we go here?
That's why he was stupid.
Yeah.
And I told him, so, I was like, wouldn't have done that.
So I wonder how much that Uber, like, originally cost him and how much it ended up costing him.
I don't know. Sounds like a lot like his problem. You want to know a fun fact I found out after all this?
Oh. Yeah.
During stand-up, I'm letting them know everything that just happened.
It's officially 9:02 a.m.
It's officially 9:02 a.m. And one of the sales ladies is like, yeah, her lawyer didn't seem like he wanted anything to do with her. And I went, what?
I'm sorry.
And he's like, yeah, her lawyer was here. And I was like, what? Uh-huh. He's like, yeah, it was that guy that like ran up, basically just ran out. He wanted nothing to do with her. She's telling us, I'm going to sue you, this and that. She has a lawyer. But he's a part of whatever's going on at court. He literally saw her like making a fuss and was like, I just want to pay for my room. It was like really discreet, paid for his room, dipped out and ran to court. Didn't give her a ride. Didn't do none of that.
But they were at the hotel together.
Yeah. But they had two different rooms.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think she really was there for some kind of court thing. And apparently she had a lawyer and he wanted nothing to do with her.
As he should. Good for him.
I wonder why she was going to court.
Probably something with her behavior.
Oh, yeah. But I warned the cops and I was like, just so you know, she was on her way to court. And the court is literally next door to the police station. And I was like, so you're probably going to get called across the street. And they're like, great.
Don't they have guys stationed in courtrooms though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sheriff's department.
Right?
So then.
Sheriffs run the courts.
So then
There's more?
Yeah, I've said so then like four times. So then we're good.
And then
she's gone. And they went, yeah, she's checked out, but her belongings are in the belt closet. Great. Okay. So she's coming back
after court.
Do we know what time she's coming back? I think she said around 3. Great. I get to see her
like
again.
Like, I'll still be here at work.
Great. And I'm like waiting all day. I'm like, let's go. Let's go. Can't wait to kick her out and call the police again. And wait and wait. Nothing happens. 5 o'clock rolls around. After 5, I'm like, well, I'm done. So I pass it on to my next manager. I'm like, here you go.
Deuces. Goes,
great. So I'm waiting around all night. I told my husband everything that happened as soon as I got home. He's like, oh, so we're expecting a call. I was like, oh, yeah, we are. I'm sitting there waiting for that call. But surprisingly, the manager handled it. No call, just a text. To be like, yep, just kicked her out of the bar. And apparently she came straight in, didn't grab her bags, went straight to the bar, ordered food and drink, to which one of the team members recognized her, told the manager who went over there, was like, ma'am, you're Miss blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you're not welcome here. The general manager spoke with you earlier, as did the director of front office. You need to get your belongings and you need to leave. Well, can I at least eat my food? You can take it to go. I'll have them put it in a to-go box. I'll bring your luggage card out. Called your ride?
For them.
Kicked her right out.
That is beautiful.
Do I know who this manager is?
Yeah.
Okay, this manager is kind of scary. Like, she can be kind of scary and intimidating. When she means
business,
she's
business. Yeah. And was like, nope, out. Food's in a box.
She's
a
manager that I'm thinking of.
No BS kind of person.
Yep. Kicked her right out. And I'm like, you didn't need to call the police? She's like, no. Kicked her right out. Wow.
Was this like a pretty dainty woman?
She was small.
So like this manager towered over her and she was probably wearing heels too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That was my day yesterday.
Oh boy.
And I used a bill line yesterday.
Ooh.
So talking.
Tell me more. Say it slower.
So I'm talking to the team yesterday and they're all like, oh, you know, we do feel bad, you know, that she's going through this. She just got out of the hospital. And I said, look, that's all fine and dandy. And she's going through that. And I do empathize for her. And you know what? She does need to be someplace, but we're not the facility for her.
Kudos to you, Miss B.
And I said, that's she does need to check in somewhere, but it's not this hotel. It's a hospital a mile down. But anyways, I used a bill thing.
It's a nice way to like segue people out.
Yeah. Like, I agree that, you know, you do need to be somewhere where people can take care of you. And we're not it. So that was yesterday.
Wow. What a Wednesday.
What a Wednesday indeed. Happy hump day.
Well, yeah. Good thing tomorrow is Friday, but in hospitality, our Fridays are never our Fridays.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm doing something kind of bad on Saturday. Yeah. So I want to go to a water polo game Saturday afternoon at 3. I know, shocker. Sports. I want to go watch sports. So I want to go to a water polo game at 3 in a city over. And I'm like, how am I going to do this?
Do you have a doctor's appointment?
On a Saturday.
Oh.
And so what I did is I scheduled someone to open that I know will not open. They're normally a Monday through Friday. And I scheduled them to work a Saturday.
Because they're going
to
call out?
So then yeah, Liz has to cover
so
early.
Yeah. Because so this associate saw the schedule and was like, hey, so like Saturday, like I am babysitting. And I was like, look, if you can't make it on Saturday, I totally understand. I'll try and get it covered. Do you want to work a 6 instead of an 8-hour shift? And they were like, no, like I have to babysit like until midnight. Like I really don't want to work at 5:30 in the morning. All right. Well, you know, I'll try and get your shift covered if you really can't make it. And if all else fails, I guess we'll have to open for you.
Okay.
That's okay. The way. That's
right?
That's how you do it.
Okay. So I am opening Saturday morning, and nice. I'm going to try and leave at noon.
Love that.
And go to my water polo game at 3. Nice. And this associate goes to, like, her other manager in the department and is like, I'm worried. Like, I'm going to get in trouble. Like, is Liz going to get mad if I call out? And this manager knows exactly what I'm doing. And he's like, no. Like, you're doing Liz a solid by, like, being scheduled and effectively, quote, calling out. So she has to open, so she's off early. She gets to do what she wants to do in the afternoon.
Huh. But it doesn't count against her attendance?
I'm going to pretend it never happened.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If anyone says, oh, my God, you had to open? I'm going to say, we had a call out.
No, don't say that you had a call out.
What should I do?
I would say I completely forgot about her
Like, it was my fault.
Inability to work a morning shift, like, on a Saturday.
I'm going to put it on me, and I had to cover.
Yeah. Yes. It's my mistake. I'm the leader for the department.
I scheduled her against her availability. Totally forgot. Like, slipped my mind. I had to cover it. I couldn't find anyone.
I need to do it. I will take responsibility for that one.
I had to cover it. Bummer.
I'm stoked. It's going to be a great day.
You're wild. Only you would be excited about getting to go into work at 5 in the flipping morning.
Opening, like, sucks, except for waking up early. It is a good chance to interact with people I don't normally see who are at property at 6, 7 a.m.
Your swimmers.
Yeah. Like, and the normal, like, workout people
that
I don't ever see. Anywhoosie, it's been great, guys. It's great to see you.
Sorry. That was a big yawn. Agreed.
We'll drink to that.
I'll drink to that.
All right, on that note, I'll close this out. Make sure to follow us on socials, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. We stream our episodes on YouTube. Am I missing any?
No, but as far as streaming options go, there are some very obscure platforms that we are on.
Really?
Yeah, stuff that I had never heard of.
Interesting.
Oh. Well, that is sounds proof. Creepy. We are wherever you can listen to podcasts.
Even ones we don't even know about.
We're out there.
We are out there. And if you have a story or just want to say, hey, what's up to the TFTSI fam, make sure to email us at og3@tftsi.com. That is og3@tftsi.com.
Liz, you are such a professional.
You are.
So thanks for listening. And we will see you again in 2 weeks.
Bye, team. Bye.